that, I was more hanging.
Good for your blood, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you were telling me about the snakes you have around here. Do you have any insects that are bad to sting you?
Mm-mm, I'll go hornets and yellow jackets. They'd be kind of bad. These things we have is mosquitoes.
Is what?
Mosquitoes. They're rough around here. I said across from the vines, I know kudzu vines. Off down there, they got plenty of place to hide.
Do you have these insects that'll sting you? They make their nest look like it's made out of paper on the side of your house?
Wasps. Mm-hmm, yeah. We have plenty of them around here.
You ever had one to get after you?
Not recently. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been popped in the face by one of those before. They don't feel very good.
There you go. Did it swell you up much?
Not too bad, considering he got me 3 times in the face. I went looking for a ball that went into the bushes and stuck my head in there after it.
Ow!
Got me.
Mm-hmm.
What about these things that make their nests look like they're made out of mud? Those things?
Unless you hear them move. Now, they're not bad to bite. They get away from them, but you know, you get them bound up, they'll sting.
I see.
But I'm scared of all of them.
It's like snakes.
Mm-hmm.
What about, have you ever heard of a bug around here that's bad about getting up underneath your skin and making it itch, you know?
Tick.
That or red bug or trigger? Yeah, red bugs or triggers?
No, tick's a big kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get on you and if you just let me get down, you fill up out of your blood.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll turn quite loose. If you let him stay that long enough, you know. Sometimes you take a bath, and if you just don't look and see the bump, you may think it's a bump on you.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you notice anything, he doesn't feel up on you.
Mm.
And that's something that's rich.
What about that other kind that I mentioned, the red bugs or chiggers? You ever heard of those?
I've heard tell of them.
What do y'all call them around here?
Red bugs and black gnats.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a man with me. I was sitting up here one day. I saw a push one day, and I looked down and I saw. I said, "Black as I is, he has a black neck."
Do you have trouble with these insects that are bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
No. Well, I did. I had quite a bit of trouble with them. Right after my husband died, he had shivering full of clothes in it. And when I looked at them, the moth had been cleaning and eat them up.
Mm.
And so I cleaned out the ship and I got me some moth oil and put it in there and cleaned them myself.
Yes, ma'am. What about, you know, at nighttime, sometimes around an electric light, you'll see insects just flying around that? Mm. What are those things? Do you know?
Gnats and
Camouflage. Call what? Camouflage. I see. I hadn't seen these lately, but used to at night, you see these insects flying around, blinking on and off.
Lightning bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You still see those around here?
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I don't know where they've just gone on vacation where I live, I guess.
I ran through having many lights or something the other day. You can't tell when they're on.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear a dog on them.
Street lights. A lot of street lights for the gas lights. Yes, ma'am. It's dark.
Mm-hmm. And if you
miss them,
just blinking on them.
Mm-hmm. What about this insect that stays around lakes and ponds a lot? It's got a long, thin body and transparent wings and likes to light on your fishing pole, and you have to jiggle it to get him off.
What? I'm talking about